Thank you, ma'am. Before we start the sermon, I want to make a brief announcement. On Saturdays, we have Bible study. The title is the Issachar Bible Study. And we've started again after brief vacation or brief holiday. Then, the purpose of that meeting, three things. Trust the Bible, understand the times, share the message. The time we are here now requires us to know and to evaluate what is going on around us. As a result, I implored all of us, if possible, to find time to attend Saturday teaching meeting. We have able teacher who spends a lot of hours to bring the material to us. So we look forward to see you on Saturday by 7 p.m. You have time to answer questions, and he has time for us to give us the reply. I won't have time to give you the testimony I had. For several years, I believe that the years of man is 120 years. But last Saturday, I was proved wrong by the words of God. So come and share. Amen. Let us pray. Again. Our dear Heavenly Father, we are gathering before you, Lord, to hear from you, not from the man. We are tired of man, but we want to hear you because from you we have joy, blessing, and we have restorations of all we've lost. Today, Lord, speak through me, O Lord. I don't have my own words to speak, but I want to speak from you. I want to deliver exactly what you want me to tell your people. Jehovah, speak unto your people in the name of Jesus. If it requires modifying what I have done or what I have prepared, Jesus, do it in the name of Jesus. For your glory alone, in Jesus' name. I'm very grateful to the Cornisters. To start with, do I still have any message after Pastor Chris gave the testimony on trust and obey? So has given us assurance that if we trust him and obey him, we have a lot of goodies after. He can never disappoint us. And when we listen to the Corinthians from the beginning, you hear reassurance that on this journey, we are assured as Christians, we are on solid rock. And no matter the situation, Christ is with us. Only things we need to do, trust and obey. As we pray, you have to trust and obey. I quickly want to review the hymn, the Cornerstone song. Said, not a shadow can rise, not a cloud in the sky, but his might quickly drive it away. After Bible, Hymna is my second book that I love. I sing not only to enjoy the melody, but to study the word. If you look at that first one, say, not a shadow. Nothing challenging that can hold you back if you trust and obey. It doesn't tell us that there won't be any challenges. It doesn't tell us that there won't be, that everything will be like bread and butter. No. But when challenges come, just trust and obey. Then in fellowship suite, we will sit at his feet. Or we will walk by his side in the way. What if he says, we will do. What he sent, we will go. Are you sure? Today we want to, Bible is full of examples of people that trusted and obeyed. And they came out triumph. And Bible is full of experience or practical thing that people that trust him and they followed him and they got instant reward. We won't have much time. Remember, this is just 20 minutes or 30 minutes. That is why I'm inviting you on Saturdays that you have hours to discuss. But we will briefly go through few principles that can help you and me to trust him more and more and rely on him. Because he's able, abundantly able, to deliver you from what you are passing through. What are the things that can help us to have that kind of confidence in him? We will briefly examine the attributes of God. When I was trying to do the research on attributes of God, I saw so many attributes of God that if you want to sit down and start studying it, we won't finish. But I brought out few ones so that we will fix or we will rethink our position. Why should I trust? Why shouldn't I trust on him? The first attribute is God is immutable. The God we are serving is immutable. He cannot change. When we are watching video yesterday, it's coincidentally, scientists want to prove that God has a certain limit. In our lecture yesterday, but we find out that God is God. And God, he is what he says he is. And that is whom you believe, if you're a Christian. And when we read from Malachi chapter 3, verse 6, he says, "Hide the Lord," God speaking, because he has nothing to use for himself or to swear for himself, he accepts himself. Say, "Hi, the Lord, do not change." As he cannot change, no demon, no evil can overcome you. No challenges can overcome us. And God is omnipotent. He is all-powerful. God is all-powerful. Who can you think that is all powerful? I watch the way some of the presidents were behaving. They think they are all in all human beings, but they can sleep and not wake up. But our God we are serving, the Almighty, Psalm 33 says, "By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made." Remember Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, "In the beginning, God created all." And that in the beginning is what science wants to prove wrong. Until today, hypothesis upon hypothesis, theories upon theories, laws upon laws, they are yet to prove it. And it's not provable because God is all powerful. Once they remove that God from it, the equation can balance. Their equation cannot balance because the equilibrium is God. And Revelation chapter 1 verse 8 tells us that the Almighty, "I am the Alpha, the Omega," says the Lord God, "who is, who was, and who is to come." God is omnipresent. He's always everywhere. And that is why that song, "Trust and Obey," say, "Where he sent us, we will go." Because he's there. He's with you on this journey on earth. He's beside you. Never feel alone. You have somebody that is very closer to you than your wife or your family. And that is God. Who you can call on at mid of night. Who you can call on any time of the day and he will answer you. You may need your family member at a particular point in time, and when you call, he or she may not be there. Oh, there's no internet here. We can't hear you well. That is not for God. The Bible tells us that he's everywhere. I am only a God nearby, declares the Lord, and not a God far away who can hide in secret places so that I cannot see them, declares the Lord. What you are doing in secret is open unto the Lord. There's nothing hidden from his face. And on this journey, that is why we should be conscious of his presence all the time. He is ever present in time of need. Are you in need? Are you facing challenges? He's ever there for you. God is faithful. Ever faithful. Whatever he says, he will do. Whatever he promises, he will do. No matter how long. We have Abraham as an example. At age of 75, he called Abraham. Without knowing where he was going, Abraham obeyed. And on the journey, God promised him nations. At 99, he had no child. He asked God, "God, what is going on?" At 100, he had a child. Sooner after he had child, in our lectures, they told us that Isaac was about 30 years. But in Sunday school, they told us he was a kid. Come on, learn. When God told him to use him as sacrifice, what happened? He trusted God and he obeyed, and the Almighty provided for his need. Jehovah Jireh. What are we passing through? Do you think he's done? No, he's not yet. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 13 says, if we are faithless, if your unbelief cannot make God unfaithful. That is one thing I want you to know today. Either you believe or not, he is God. He remains faithful, for he cannot disown himself. John chapter 11, I would like us to study it, to look at it, to see how these attributes are manifested. But it's a long chapter. We won't have time to go through the whole thing. I'll just paraphrase and we will pray. What happened here? Lazarus, who is a friend of Jesus and his brother to Martha and Mary, was sick. Before the messenger came to Jesus, Jesus told them that our friend Lazarus was sick. God is all knowing. God is all knowing. Before you tell him, he knows. And what happens? He did not go immediately. To prove what? To prove that he is the Lord. When he was praying, he told them, this thing I'm asking God is purposely just to let these people believe in you. When he came, after 4 days, Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Lord, if you have been here, my brother would not have died. What does that mean? Jesus delayed. And Martha thought, everything is gone. Everything is done. Why are you coming now? Why did you delay? You are aware of this thing even before the messenger came to you. But Jesus told her, your brother will come back to life again. Jesus has power over life. He is the only one that has power over the situation you are passing by. No matter the challenges, Jesus has power. And when Martha told Jesus that he is dead already, you delay and he's gone. But Jesus wants to prove to him that he is God. Delay is not denial. Delay is not denial. Anything in your life you are struggling with, even since you are born and you are now 99 years old, Jesus is saying, I'm still Lord. I can still do it. I'm still with you on that road. With that challenges, I'm still with you. Are we youth? Are we young? What are we facing? What are our challenges? Peer pressures? Whatever you think about it, is God. If he has not done it, he will do it. Delay is not denial. That is what he's telling us. And Jesus replied, your brother will come back again. When you read it further, that's 1 John. Bible tells us Jesus called out the dead. Jesus called Lazarus with big loud. And the dead came out. All what are dead in your life today, they will receive life in the name of Jesus. As we are listening, as we are the auction of anointing, all what you have written off, all those things you are think that you could not be possible in your life, as the Lord lives today, the Lord will restore them in the name of Jesus. If only you believe, if only you trust him, if only you rely on him, he can still do it. I want us to take our Bible and open to Ezekiel. A popular chapter in the Bible, Ezekiel chapter 37. This is typical case of hopelessness situation that beyond science, that beyond what you can think of humanly, Bible says dry bones. He asked me, son of man, can this bone live? What are the challenges you are asking God? Can this be possible again? It seems my time is gone. It seems I have nothing again to prove. hear what is going on here. Bible says dry bones. And he asks, Son of man, can this bone live? I said, Sovereign Lord, you alone know. Only God knows. Because he's all knowing. Then he said to me, prophesy to this bone. And say to them, dry bones, hear the word of God. At this junction, as if you like, as you are looking at that mountain in your life, start to prophesy into it. Start to talk to that mountain. Start to talk to challenges in your life. I want you to be imagine them and start talking to them. This, I don't want you in my life again. This is not my portion, so I don't want it. Start talking to them, and you will see the hand of the Lord in your situation. Then he said unto me, prophesy to these bones, and say to them, dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the sovereign Lord says to these bones. I will make breath enter you, and you will come to life again. I will attach tendons to you and make flesh come upon you and cover you with skin. I will put breath in you, and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord. Why is he doing that? Why dry bone will become alive? For one purpose, to know that God is God. God is God. God is no man. In your situation, see God as God. He is no man. He can do everything and all things at his own time, not at your own time. Your own time it may seem as if it's delayed. No. Because he knows when it will be profitable for you, that is when he will do it. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I was prophesying, there was a noise, a rattling sound, and the bones came together, bone to bone. I looked, and tendons and flesh appeared on them, and skin covered them, but there was no breath. Then he said to me, prophesy to the breath, that is life. Prophesy, son of man, and say to it, this is what the sovereign Lord says, come, breath, from the four winds, and breath into this slain, that they may live. So I prophesied, as he commanded me, and breath entered them. They came to life and stood up on their feet, a vast army. Then he said to me, son of man, these bones are the people of Israel. What are the situations we are passing by? The Lord is telling us at this moment that he can do it again. Because his Lord, he can repeat the situation again. All those lost glory, God can restore them in your life. Just obey. Trust and obey. He will do it again. Because he's God. And he's not man. Only what the Lord is telling us this morning is that we just need to trust. But how can you trust whom you don't know? How can you believe whom you've never heard of? And you've heard of him before, but you are still doubting his ability. I was able to prove in a little way that he is God. That is unchangeable changer. He's everlasting Lord. He's Alpha and Omega, the Almighty, the Redeemer, the Healer, the Savior, baptizer of the Holy Ghost. That is whom we serve. And that is whom we believe. If not giving your life to Christ, I want you to know that what you are talking, you cannot experience them unless the beginning is salvation of your soul. You have to release your life to him. You have to give your life to Christ before you can experience it. That song says, where he sends us, we will go. What he commands us, we will do. Are you willing? Am I willing to do what he asks us to do? And to obey his command? No matter what the situations are, no matter the number of lectures, of hours of prayer, you have to obey. You have to believe that what you pray, you will receive. If you are praying and you are doubting, you are just wasting your time. As you are praying, you believe that you will do it. Take step of faith. You will surely do it. All those challenges become things of past. Because it's God that is Almighty. He can do it and is with you. As you are rounding off, can you bend down your head and start talking to God concerning your situation? Talk to God concerning what you want God to do in your life. Because the dry bone shall rise again. The Lord Jehovah is able to do all things. I know he's able. Dry bone shall rise again. Let us pray.